Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray program. Glad to have you on board and glad to be back after a week after a couple of hernia surgeries last week. Thank you for your patience on the best of programs. We had to select some pretty good stuff, I think, as you guys listen. I was tied up the entire week, but welcome back to the Ray program. Phone lines open, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you have a pressing money question, thank you for all the emails, raylucia.com. I got a bunch of them, and I got a chance to catch up a little bit on some of those emails, raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Mr. James Stewart was helping me out. How you doing there, buddy?
Those emails are fantastic.
Aren't they good?
I just love it.
We have really, really, really smart people. I got one from a fellow that was reading my book from like 15 years ago. Did you see that one?
Yeah,
he's asking me questions about something that I put in print. I can't remember what I put in print 15 days ago. He's asking me questions about 15 years ago. And I got another response from him this morning. He said, yeah, I just love the book, because he wanted some, you know, I don't know, PDFs.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, obviously, since then, I learned how to operate a computer. And I hired people, and we now have software to do all the stuff that he was asking about. So all the manual calculations in my first book, I had some manual calculations that people could do to help figure out their retirement. Pretty interesting. So we do thank you for all that. Now, today, there's so much on my docket because, hey, you take a week off. You got nothing better to do. You're sitting on your fanny all week recuperating. So what do? I spent all my time doing homework and research for this program. And I've just got a lot of stuff on my mind that I know I can't get to. But, I mean, myths about IRAs and how much money you're going to need for health care. And we talk about that a lot. The EBRA came out with a new story. But let's start with what BlackRock's Larry Fink has to say about the markets. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray program bringing you the best in money information. Emails at raylucia.com. We'll get to those in a little bit. Oh, and I have a quiz, too. I think maybe I'll do that quiz in the next block. Okay. We'll do a retirement quiz. And anybody that beats me, I'll send them a free book. One of Derek Poland's books on saving money. Those are a pretty cool book. Anyway, and they're cheap to send. Because sending a big hardback better
inexpensive.
Work. It's cheap. BlackRock. Now, he's the CEO. I mean, Larry Fink is the CEO of BlackRock. Okay, now, BlackRock has like more money under management than just about anybody on the planet. And these are very, very, very smart people. So you get to be the CEO, you've got the benefit of all this smarts around you. Here's what he has had to say. This is as of a couple of days ago. High consumer confidence and stock prices are horrifying. Somebody in the know, somebody with a gajillion dollars, thinks the stock market prices are horrifying. This at a time when consumer confidence is high. You would think that if consumers are confident, then they're willing to spend money. And if consumers are willing to spend money, and obviously consumers spending money drives about 2/3 of the entire U.S. economy, then you would think that he'd be positive. Well, let's see what he has to say. Rising consumer confidence in a time of record stock prices and deflationary pressures, he says, are just some of the scary things BlackRock chief executive Larry Fink sees on the horizon. So what caught my attention there, I don't know if you picked up on that, but all of these so-called inflationary pressures, Trump's talking about spending $1 trillion on infrastructure and all this stuff, and here the CEO of BlackRock is saying deflationary pressures. Now, inflationary pressures, you know what the Fed does. The Fed says, oh, we don't want to have inflation, so in order to stave off inflation, we will begin to raise interest rates. And you've heard Janet Yellen and so forth talk about that, and they even done it twice in the last couple of years, and they're thinking of another 3 or 4 increases this year to stave off inflation. But he's saying, forget about it. You got to go the opposite way. Now, I love low interest rates, and most, you know, consumers do. If you buy a car, you get to finance it cheaper. You buy a house, you get to finance it cheaper. You have credit cards, the credit card interest rates are lower. I mean, consumers love low interest rates, which may explain why consumer confidence is so high. Stock market up, interest rates down. What's not to love about that? In an interview at Yahoo Finance All Markets Summit, Fink expressed his worries. Again, this is just a couple of days ago. I see a lot of dark shadows that could impact the direction of the marketplace, he said. One chart, now you know how much I really love charts. I think they look like my EKG, and that's about what they're worth, too. But because you can make a chart. I mean, we won't talk about how to interpret charts, but obviously he's looking at them. One chart Fink calls horrifying is the climb of consumer confidence along with the S&P 500 index, reasoning that the time to buy stocks was when both the S&P 500 and consumer confidence were at lows, like in 2009. Well, you know what? In 2017, I could look back and say, yeah, it was a really good time to buy because, well, it was. It was because the market just dropped 57% in 2009. March of 2009 is when it turned around. And since that time, it's been Katie bar the door. Nothing but up. And, of course, that has a lot of people a little tiny bit nervous and worried. A lot of people, but not me. Why not me? Because I don't care what happens in the short run of the stock market. If you bought my first book or my second book or my third book, you would already know that. Because if you care about what happens on a day-to-day basis or even a year-to-year basis to your portfolio, then you will make decisions based on your emotions, and your emotions are usually wrong. They're usually wrong. Anyway, he goes on to say, now with both at highs, consumer confidence and the S&P, investors are saying maybe you should be selling now. Okay, well, I think that's what he's saying. I'm not so sure investors are saying that. Have you checked where the Dow has gone lately? Larry, you're killing me, Larry. Additionally, Fink doesn't see the 10-year Treasury staying above 2% going forward. What? Remember last July it was like 1.3%? And then it's gone up to 2.4%? And he's saying he doesn't see it above 2% going forward. The yield on the 10-year Treasury jumped above 2% following the November 8th election and has remained above that level ever since. It went up to like 2.4. It's back down a little bit. But the fact of the matter is it's over 2. And it's pretty substantially over the 2.00 rate. And so him thinking that rates are going to drop below 2, says, whoa, he must be predicting some kind of a recession or deflation. Let's see what else he says. And we'll have a market setback of a considerable amount. Again, this is Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock. He's saying you're going to have a considerable setback. I don't know. Like I said, I don't care. I'm prepared. I am prepared for a considerable setback. Because you know what follows a considerable setback? Is there such a thing as a set up or set forward or whatever?
It could be set up.
Yeah, we saw a considerable setback back in 2008 when the whole world was falling apart. And we've seen nothing but green lights since then. And so anybody that was really, truly in a buy and hold sort of position, in a diversified buy and hold position, in a position where they continue to add to their equity portfolios during those declines, they got a big, huge smile on their face. In a conversation with CEOs in Europe and US, Fink finds one similarity, that they are bullish about what may come from tax cuts and fewer regulations, but the majority of them are holding off on investing now. My take is, if you read this and you act upon what Larry Fink says, as smart as the guy is, as rich as the guy is, you are a fool, because they just spoke out of both sides of their mouth. Because if in fact lower regulations and tax breaks work, markets are still going to go up. We'll be back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
CTA, Chicago Transit Authority. I think they were just called Chicago when that song came out. 25 or 624. It's actually 21 minutes after the hour, not 25 or 6-4 after the hour. Welcome back, folks. The 10-year Treasury, by the way, 2.44. Thank you for that, Mr. Stewart. 2.44%. The 30-year at 3%. So you make a loan to the government for 30 years and you get 3%. And if we're lucky, we get inflation back somewhere north of 2%. So after taxes, you make nothing on a bond or a loan to the government. Okay, let's take a quick call. We'll go out to Portland, Oregon, KBNP, and visit with Norman. Hey, Norm, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty good, thank you, Ray.
You remember that song, Norman? Remember that? Any of the girls ever sing that one to you?
No, I don't recall that one.
Okay, we'll play it for you in a little bit. It's one of the great one-hit wonders. You have a question for us. Go ahead.
Yes, it's a question. My father-in-law had a living trust such that when he passed away, a portion of the estate would go to his second wife with the provision that she would live off of the income, and when she died, the principal would go to the children.
Okay, that's called a bypass trust. So what happened is your father-in-law died, put his assets in a B trust, a bypass trust. She got the income for the rest of her life. Then when she dies, the bypass trust usually went to the kids or the named beneficiary. Do I have that right?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, what is your question on that?
The question is, there was gains in the period during which she was the recipient of the income. Now, when she dies, is there a step-up in basis,
No.
Do we have to pay?
No, there isn't. Here's what happened. On the date of the first death, everything received a step-up in basis. So if it was $500,000 then, at the date of death, maybe it was worth $100,000, it grew to $500,000, date of death, you have a basis of $500,000. She gets the income of $25,000 or whatever it is per year for as long as she lives. Now it's worth $1 million, there's $500,000 of gain. At that point, as it goes to the beneficiaries, there is a capital gains tax. Because remember, in a B trust, the assets are owned by basically the beneficiaries of the B trust, not by the spouse. She just has an income right. So how much gain are we talking about here? Because there will be a tax.
About $250,000.
And how many beneficiaries are there?
It's actually split. It's $500,000, but it would be $250,000.
Got it. All right. Well, that's going to be a pretty nasty tax. When did the when did she die?
About 3 weeks ago.
So it was in 2017?
Yes.
All right. Well, who knows if we get retroactive capital gains rates. It could be good. It could be not so good. But a $250,000 gain, I think you got to figure in the state of Oregon where you're from, I'd figure about 30% on the $250,000.
That's state and federal?
Yeah, state and federal. You'll get a state deduction against the federal tax, so it might be a little bit less than that. But I think to be safe, I would spend 70% and reserve 30. How's that?
Okay. Is there any way to average that gain over multiple years?
Unfortunately, I know of no. I'm not a CPA. I know of no way to average it. Unless you have some nasty losses in your portfolio, or you can sell some property at a loss, then you can offset that gain with a loss. But other than that, I think you're hosed on the capital gain side. I mean, it's an inheritance. It's free money. So, you know, $150,000 or whatever, $175,000 is better than a sharp stick in the eye, as they say, right?
Absolutely right.
All right, now I've got a question for you. Do you want to play our retirement quiz here? Because you get to compete against me one-on-one, and if you beat me, I'll send you something that's worth at least $7.95. How's that sound?
Okay, we'll go for it.
All right, give me some music, fellas. Let's do this right. This is, I saw this the other day, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to do online. And all you folks at home should be playing along with this, because I'm going to ask Norman here some questions about retirement, and he and I will go one-on-one. Okay, Norman, here we go. Financial experts estimate that you can spend how much of your retirement assets per year? 2%, 4%, 6%, 8%, or 10%?
4.
4 is the right answer. All right. I mean, I think it's 4 is the right answer. I don't have the answers here, but I'm fairly certain that's right. Jim's going to have to correct us here.
10% is good.
All right. How old are you, Norman?
83.
You're 83. Okay, let's pretend you're 66. How much longer, according to Social Security actuarial tables, can you expect to live if you're 66 right now? You got 10 years, 14 years, 18 years, 22 years, or 26 years? 66. I'm going to say 18. What are you going to say?
What were those numbers again?
You're age 66. You got 10 years to live, 14 years to live, 18 years to live, 22 years to live, or 26 years to live?
I'll go for 14.
And what's the answer, Jim?
The answer is about 18 years.
18 years.
It's different for males versus females.
Okay, we're doing averages.
Okay.
So I got one and he's got zip.
Okay.
I'm ahead of you. Okay, you're retiring. Maybe you know where you're going to live, but most retirees live A, in their old house, B, in a smaller home near their old neighborhood, C, farther out in the country, D, at the seashore, E, in a Sunbelt retirement community. Where are you living now, buddy?
My answer would be their present home.
In their present home. I'm going to say in their present home. What's the answer?
The answer is, on average, it's only within a two-hour drive change. They may downsize, but they usually stay within the local community within a two-hour
drive. So we're both wrong. It's a smaller home in the old neighborhood or something like that. That was the second one. Okay, so we're still, I still got one on you. Not everyone moves to the Sun Belt, but if you do, where are you most likely to go? Florida, Arizona, the Carolinas, the Pacific Northwest, or Hawaii? I know where I would go, and I know you're already in the Pacific Northwest. What's your choice, Norman?
I would guess Florida.
You would guess Florida. I think Florida is the right answer, but I'd go to Hawaii. What's the answer?
The answer is Florida, for tax purposes primarily and the weather, but the Northwest is popular.
Yeah, see, Norman and I, we got to take a break, right? Norman, stay with us. I'd love to finish this. We only have a few questions left. And okay. I'm one ahead of you. And if you're going to get this $7.95 book out of me, you got to work a little harder. Norman from Portland, KBNP, 83 years old, a very, very smart man. No doubt about it. We'll come back with more of the quiz and more of the Ray Lucia Show. Stay tuned.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
He's at the 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown!
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention. This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, Call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
What is the average monthly Social Security retirement benefit? $975 a month, $1,020, $1,222, $1,274, or $1,492? Which one do you say, Norman?
I think the second one was at $1,200.
$1,222 or $1,274?
$1,222.
Well, I know the answer to this. It's 1274, but I'm going to call that a draw, all right, because
okay.
you were close enough. All right, now, do you have to pay income taxes on your Social Security? That's a tougher question because it depends on how much money you make, so I'm going to skip that one too. Okay, now, what are the chances you'll get Alzheimer's disease? Not your chances, my chances, all right? Because by the time I'm your age, I will have already had it. 5%, 8%, 13%, 21%, or 48%. What do you say?
At what age are we talking about getting it?
We're going to say mid-60s.
Oh, mid-60s?
Yes.
Okay, well, the numbers again?
5, 8, 13, 21, 48. If you don't know, you always go for the one in the middle, by the way.
13, maybe.
Exactly. All right, so we're still dead. Well, actually, I'm still one ahead of you. What's the number one killer of older Americans? Cancer, heart disease, stroke, suicide, or a traffic accident?
Read them again.
Heart.
Heart disease, I agree. Yeah. Is that right?
That is correct. Cancer is number two.
What is the favorite activity of retirees? Sports, travel, family, sex, relaxing. You go first.
Family.
You say family. I'm going to say sex. What's the answer, Jim?
I hate to say it. The answer is reading, resting, and watching TV.
Well, that's my wife. But what about the male in the family?
Yeah. You're out of luck.
Okay.
Takes two to tango.
All right. And there's one other question on here that says, not everything's about medicine or money. Who was a member of the Traveling Wilburys? Do you have any idea who the Traveling Wilburys are?
No idea whatsoever.
Okay. I'll see if I can name a couple of them. I know Roy Orbison. I know George Harrison. I believe Tom Petty. And I'm drawing a blank on the fourth. I'm sorry, I lost it. I don't know who the fourth one is. Who's the fourth one, Jim?
Big Bob Dylan.
Oh, yes, it is, Bob. Hey, Norm, thank you very much. Round of applause for Mr. Norman here. Thank you so much. God bless. We have your address. They got it during the break. I'm sending you the book either way. Thank you very, very much. That's Norman out of Portland, Oregon. It's interesting because when you go through these little quizzes, I found that, you know, even in my own case, a couple of them I had to think about. And I skipped a lot of the Social Security ones because I know what you would do. You would dissect them, like paying taxes on your Social Security. You'd say, well, it depends on if your modified adjusted gross income is under $25,000. If you're married, it's under $33,000,
$34,000. There's so many parameters.
I mean, there's like 1,000 different ones. Okay, I want to move on to some of the myths about IRAs. I've gotten a lot of emails lately asking me questions about IRAs, and so many people are confused about what you can do about them. So whilst I was recovering from my surgery, I just typed in myths about IRAs, and I came up with the most common ones that NerdWallet had to bring up. So I thought we'd at least talk about these so that you understand. And many of us have kids and grandkids. I was surprised. My own kids, I mean, not my son who's like, you know, the CPA, you know, semi-genius type, but like my other normal kids, they haven't done squat. You'd think that their old man, having been in the business, preaching this stuff for years and years, they would come to my seminars, go, oh, Dad, you did such a good job. What, did you pay attention? Yeah, it's really cool stuff. Have you really started funding your 401k, son?
The cobbler's children.
Ah, it's unbelievable. So here I am working with my other three on trying to get them to think more about their own retirement. I ask them questions about IRAs, dead stare. Because Dominic's like a nerd. He's a computer nerd, right? Nikki's a dancer. And Lonnie is a softball player. Not professional, but she plays like in four different softball leagues every night of the week. So I mean, I'm disturbed by that because it's my fault. It's my fault. Then I see some of these parents, who's, you know, the kids, they grow up and they're like, you know, professional athletes because Dad was, you know, it's like Eli Manning and Peyton Manning, you know, Archie Manning, the dad quarterback. He hatches out two other phenomenal athletes. Unbelievable. Okay. So here's myth number one. The IRS doesn't let you contribute to a 401k, a Roth IRA, and a traditional IRA in the same year. That is not true. The IRS says you can contribute to all of the above as long as you understand the maximums. Now, 401k maximum is $18,000 plus if you're over the age of 50, you can put $6,000 away. And that's true for 403b plans and 457 plans. So in reality, if you had both a 403b and a 457, or a 457 and a 401k, those might be more common, then you can have, what, $36,000 plus the makeup provision of $6,000. That's $42,000 that you can put away in 401ks. Now, the IRA, you can have a traditional IRA and a Roth. You just cannot exceed the $5,500 amount. You can't put $5,500 in Roth and $5,500 in a traditional IRA. But you could put $3,500 in one and $2,000 in the other. You know, depending on your tax situation, you might need a little bit of a tax break on one. You put, you know, $3,500 in one, you save $1,000 in taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, the next, I guess, myth that NerdWallet came out with. If you make too much money, you can't contribute to an IRA. I hear this all the time. And the truth of the matter is that's not true. Anyone, Bill Gates, can contribute to a non-deductible IRA. Now, when you contribute money to a non-deductible IRA, that's contributing money to an IRA. Got it? It's still an IRA. And so you have to commingle your IRAs because you can't just single out the non-deductible money and the deductible money. Remember, they have to be blended together. So when you start taking distributions, a percentage of it will be a recovery of your basis. And remember, we've talked about how you do a non-deductible IRA, and then when you want to convert that non-deductible money, the post-tax money, to a Roth, you get rid of all the pre-tax money by rolling it into your 401k, then you've got a monster Roth conversion. So there is a lot of benefit potentially in doing non-deductible contributions, especially if you're able to do that. The third myth, if you don't qualify for a deductible IRA, it's not worth it to fund the account. Okay, well, that's just stupid. Of course it's worth it to fund the account. I can think of lots of discussion points along that, but whenever somebody says it's not worth it, you got to dissect that a little bit further. And then it says non-working or low-income earning spouses can't contribute to an IRA. That is not true. As long as the working spouse makes enough money to cover 100% of both of their contributions, a non-working spouse can have a $5,500 or a $6,500 contribution into an IRA as well. Okay, those are the myths from Nerd Wallet. When we come back, I've got emails just ahead, so make sure you stay with us. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
You're killing.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people
people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Good music from the Easy Beats. That was, by the way, a one-hit wonder. But one of the great songs from the, 70s, I guess, huh? 60s? I don't remember. 60s or 70s, boys? 60s, yeah. 1966. That was a very good year for me. I was throwing touchdown passes, and the girls were all going, "Oh, Rocky, Rocky!" That was my nickname. Yeah, just like that. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to get on board, I think we have Emily right here in beautiful downtown San Diego, California. Emily, how you doing today?
Thank you.
Hi, what's up?
Pretty good, thank you. Hello, thank Hi. You for taking my call.
Sure, how can I help you?
Yes, I would like to ask you, what's between if I open the Roth IRA in the bank, what's the difference from the finance company?
Well, there's really no difference in the Roth per se. Remember, an IRA is an IRA, and whether you open it at a bank or some kind of a savings institution or a trust company or a brokerage, you can still have the IRA. The question really comes down to how the monies are invested. So if you're opening up a Roth in a bank, more than likely they're going to be offering you bank products. Now, most banks today have some affiliation with broker dealers, so they could shoot you into the broker's office and he can sell you mutual funds and all that just like anybody else. But let me ask you a question. How old are you, Emily?
29.
29 years old. And the Roth IRA, how much income do you earn?
Probably about 20.
Okay. So at that income level, clearly the Roth IRA is the right choice. Now, whatever amount of money you're thinking about putting into an IRA, could you promise me you're not going to touch it for many, many years?
How long? Until 60?
20, 30, 40 years. Yeah, 60-something.
Yes.
All right. So what you should do is you should put your money into some kind of an equity account, not a bank product, but more on the brokerage side, in my opinion. Because if you will not touch the money, you can call one of the no-load mutual fund companies and do this too, and not have to pay fees or expenses. You can ask them about different index funds and so forth. But by doing that, you enable the market to do what the market's done for the last 30, 40, 50 years. which is compound and grow at a much faster clip than safe money in the bank. But the reason I asked you that question is because Roth IRAs have a benefit that traditional IRAs do not have. And that is you can withdraw your contributions tax-free and penalty-free. So some 29-year-olds might consider that a pretty decent emergency fund. If you're thinking of it as an emergency fund, then I would use a bank product. Until you created enough of an emergency fund that you could pull that money out in an emergency, tax-free and penalty-free. And then once I accumulated enough in my Roth to use it as an emergency fund, then I would put money into the stock brokerage account. So the decision is, if you truly can part company with the money for 20, 30 years, then go all equities, call a mutual fund company. If you need help with that, we can give you some names off the air. Go for low expenses and don't touch it. Or at 29, let's face it, there's a lot of potential emergencies that could happen between 29 and 59 and a half. You might want to go to the bank and get, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 stashed away first, and then put the money into a brokerage. Does that help you out?
Yes. I already have an emergency. I just have...
Okay, if you've already got the emergency fund, if you've already got the emergency fund, then I would call a mutual fund company and do it direct, or go to a financial advisor or a bank advisor, and understand you're going to have to pay something when you bring an advisor into the picture. So if you choose to do it yourself, you can save a little bit of money. If you use an advisor, it's going to cost you a couple of percentage points. All right?
All right. Can you tell me what advice?
I'll be happy to help you off the air with names. I don't do this stuff anymore.
Okay.
And even when I did do it, I wouldn't do a small account like this that goes into an IRA and charge any fee, because it's just as easy for you to do it yourself. Until the portfolio needs rebalancing and all kinds of other more sophisticated stuff. So for me, I think you ought to just go direct. If you feel as if you need financial planning, that's a different story. But if you just want to fund a Roth, I'll give you some names off the air if you can stick around, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I stick around.
Thank you very much. That's Emily right here in San Diego. There's a big difference between a transaction and financial planning. And you've heard me speak favorably about advisors and how you can improve your return with the right advisor. The Vanguard study. I just wrote about this over the weekend. Vanguard did a study that shows a good advisor can add about 3% to your overall rate of return. Morningstar wrote, even absent the coaching piece that Vanguard adds, it's about 1.6%. That's net of all of their costs. So I'm not down on advisor. I'm very bullish on the right advisor. But somebody's going to put $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 away to pay a 2 or 3 or 4% load to buy a mutual fund. There's not going to be a whole lot of financial planning going on unless she wants it. And if she wants it, then it's fair game that someone would charge her a fee or a load or a commission or an ongoing money management fee, 1% or whatever, to help her with that. That's all. That's all. It's pretty simple. But she obviously is intelligent. She called this show. You have to be intelligent to call this show. So she could do it on her own if she so chose. Now, once she has $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 stashed away, it becomes a little more sophisticated plan. And then, of course, I don't know. Is she married? Does she have kids? If there's planning involved, maybe the Roth isn't the right thing. Maybe it's a 529 plan. Maybe it's something else. I don't know. But if she wants to do a transaction, she ought to just do it. I think I'm out of time. I blew a whole block on that one call. You got to coach me, Jim. out of time. Thank you, folks. God bless. Go out and make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.